Are the conclusions presented at major orthodontic conferences truly driven by clinical relevance or just by statistical significance? Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today, we're analyzing an interesting review of poster abstracts from the European Orthodontic Congress to see whether their conclusions are based on meaningful clinical outcomes or purely on numerical data. This topic sheds light on the growing need to balance scientific rigor with real-world applicability in orthodontic research. When I looked at this new analysis from the European Journal of Orthodontics, I had to pause for a moment. The authors asked a deceptively simple question: do we base our scientific conclusions on clinical meaning or just on statistical numbers? They reviewed over 3,600 poster abstracts from 10 years of the European Orthodontic Society Congress. What they found was troubling. Most abstracts didn't report any inferential statistics at all. And among those that did, nearly all focused only on p-values. Confidence intervals, those simple brackets that tell us how precise an effect is, were almost absent. Even more concerning, one in three conclusions was drawn purely from whether p was below 0.05. Another 15% simply declared something statistically significant without saying how big the difference actually was. As a clinician, that worries me. We don't treat p-values, we treat patients. A statistically significant result can represent a difference so small that no one could ever notice it in the chair. And the opposite is also true. Sometimes an effect that really matters clinically doesn't reach the magic threshold of 0.05 comma, especially in small studies. The authors make a clear point. We need to report effect sizes and confidence intervals. Only then can readers judge both how large and how certain an effect really is. They suggest simple but powerful changes, clearer abstract guidelines, the inclusion of reporting standards like CONSORT, and stronger collaboration between clinicians and statisticians. For me, this study is a gentle but necessary reminder. Statistical significance is not the same as clinical significance. When we present our research at conferences, in journals, or to our colleagues, we owe our audience more than a p-value. We owe them context, interpretation, and honesty about uncertainty. In short, the numbers alone don't tell the story. The clinical meaning does. And that's what we should be teaching and practicing every day. Thanks for watching. I'm Dr. Martin Baxman. Let's bring science back to orthodontics.